Welcome back, everyone, to Ike Live. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. I know we are. Dude, it's been a great show. Not only does it feel right, we've got to look at us. Look around. Look at us. Rizzo, Brian over there, side by side, finally each other. We've got Pete right over here, the crust of the show, Beck back. This feels right. It's a great show.
If only Fathead was here.
If only Fathead was
here.
Yeah,
come
look
on,
at that,
Dave.
Yo, look at that empty chair over there. Yeah. We have it blocked out, but if we could, we need to zoom out.
There's
but
an emptiness.
Dave, I haven't seen. I feel like I haven't actually seen Dave since the classic.
I know.
Which Dave, if you're listening, that was a blast, man. Having him at the classic was like a it was a blast.
He was amazing.
It took like 6 or 7 years to get him there.
Took a long time to get him there.
Yeah.
That was the right one to be at, though. That
got
was
us
a good
lost
one.
In Birmingham.
There was a lot of people. It was fun.
So good.
No, there was a lot of other right ones, too.
You think so? That was a good one.
Sheets in the windows.
They were all right.
It's been a great show. Mark Menendez was great. Great stories. But I love the banner that happened after Mark got off. That was great. Now, you think that was sparked by Tin Cup? But I think it was just sparked by having everybody back in the studio again.
Are we socially deprived?
We're socially deprived. But that's what I was talking. I was talking earlier about that. It's like when you're via Zoom, I don't think that same thing would have happened.
Well, never, no. Yeah.
You know, it
I
was
swear
like,
to God, like the grocery lady like checks me out and asks me a question, I'll have a 20-minute conversation with her. I'm so excited to talk to a human being
and
standing
adult,
in front of me. Yeah, an adult.
Not a kid.
So why are you checking you out? Yeah.
Is my mic working?
No, like check out at the grocery store.
Oh,
conveyor belt, check out, scan, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Peter?
I did get hit on.
My headset's not working.
It's touch your wires.
You got bum wires. This whole studio is.
Mike's standing on them.
This whole studio is
messed up.
Here, let me get off. Okay. Let me remind everybody, if you're watching and listening, you're over on Facebook. This is your last opportunity. Like and share the feed. You're going to enter a chance to win this world famous Ike Live gift bag. I'm going to announce that in just a second. Riz, some good IMs came through. There were some good ones.
Yeah, it was fun,
they were
man.
Pushing through. I liked it.
Sean Lay.
Yeah, and Pete's got a ghost now, which was awesome too.
Pete's ghost.
Beck, we're also before the show ends tonight, we're doing our winner and weasels of the week.
Yes.
What's that mean?
Everyone, we're going to go around. This is going to be our send out grand finale of tonight's show. Everyone has to pick a winner and weasel from what's happened in the world the last few weeks, right, Brian?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Make it up.
Okay, Riz, what do you got?
I actually do got one more IM I definitely want to hit before we go too far. Michael Burry wanted to say thank you to everyone on Ike Live for helping me pass the time battling my Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's been a long road to recovery, and this show helps me pass the time every week learning to walk again.
Hey, Michael Barry's been a fan, or been
yeah.
one of our guys.
Yeah,
cool.
Shout out,
he's
Michael.
A super
yeah.
fan.
Shout out, Michael. Thank you for listening.
We wish you
Pete,
the best. That's a shame.
We met him and his son at the Classic at probably somewhere near him. He's an Oklahoma guy.
And he also said it's sad not having Dave's massive head in the studio.
I know, that giant fat head.
But it's good to see Pete's not back in the
studio. It does.
Thank you.
I love the attention on my not.
Yeah, shout out to Michael. But it does feel good to hear, and I know we all get it a lot, Brian and Riz and Becky. We all get it.
Get what?
People saying.
Pete's not.
No, people saying they appreciate the show, form or another. It is nice to hear that.
I love to hear that. Man.
It's a mental release because it doesn't take much intelligence to watch us.
No. It's pretty bad.
I want to shout out to Andre for hooking us up, Riz. Yes.
Yeah, bottle 43.
Yeah, I got a bottle of Cruzan spiced rum.
Oh.
And a packet of baits, which I haven't been able to get on the water with them yet. Andre will this week.
What do you get? There
you go. Scrounger heads.
Some scrounger heads
custom
with
made.
Fluke style baits to match.
Okay.
I think it's going to. I honestly been playing with it. I haven't explored with it.
Yeah.
On the flats, the grass.
Oh,
they
yeah.
get pounded by chatterbaits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More subtle.
Could be.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Can I have a bone to pick?
Sure.
Brian, how many years have we been doing Ike Live?
Seven, I think.
Seven years.
Seven's right.
7 years. All of you listen. No one's ever sent me anything.
Andre got you that bottle of Something caramel somebody... apple. You got it.
No, that was for him.
That was for yous.
Yo, yous.
That was for yous guys.
No, no. Andre, that's very sweet. But no one has ever said, Becky at Ike Live.
Yeah.
I want you to have this.
It's probably because you killed all those dreams all those years.
You're
sending stuff out.
Listen, Riz is
now,
killing dreams
now.
Now
Riz,
no.
I'm batting like 10 for 10 on the last 10 shows. Come on.
It's funny. Like every day I'll come back and we get UPS and FedEx.
You're taking credit for the girls that are shipping
yeah,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say,
hey, Kate
ships
Kate.
Your stuff.
Oh, because I was going to say UPS and FedEx comes here a lot. And they'll drop stuff off, and I always look at the stuff like, oh, Tackle Warehouse, like Foundation BU, cool. But I would always see stuff come back for Ike Live, and it would have Riz's name on it, and it was return to sender.
Oh, God.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
An entire box one time.
I'm like, oh, okay.
He did the postage wrong.
Yeah, Riz is the new dream killer. That's cool.
I'll take it.
It's cool.
But I will admit that. Brian, we've had a lot of perks over the years, all of us, from Ike Live. We've had just amazing lures, liquor, electric guitar, a freaking Ike pipe, pictures,
cigars,
skateboards,
items, skateboards, okay, and you're right, Beck.
I don't get shit.
I don't get shit.
You wonder why I go to bed.
Well, this is like, guys,
she likes Gucci.
Gucci, Chanel. You have any of that?
Fendi.
Even if you have Fucci or Manel or anything.
I spent many years with fake Kate Spades that I bought on the DC
we'll
corner.
It.
So
we'll take it all. We'll take
it all. We're happy with funny. A fluke style lure, Becky. A Gucci?
Yeah.
Listen, my taste is not always expensive. It is Michael Joseph.
I just was breathing. I was like, wow.
Michael, what?
All right. Brian DeCarpenter, I'd like to – what do you think about order here? You think let's open an MTB. Let's open one of the Elite boxes here. What do you think? And then we get on to some of this other stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Let me remind everybody, we are the only official podcast that opens
just
a mystery
open
tackle box. And
yeah.
And tonight we're going to go back. We've been opening the Elite boxes. Tonight we're going to open a Pro box. You hear me talk about this a lot, Pete. You know I love this sound. I like
Ooh.
To use the pens sometimes to break this seal. There it goes.
Use code Ike Live.
There it goes. You heard that pop?
I think Miss Jan's going to be mad because I think we were supposed to open a green box.
We're supposed to open a green box. Okay.
But we don't have a new one. I'm sorry, Miss Janet.
We don't have a new one. Yeah, because this one's open too, right? Are both these open? Yeah, these are open. That's okay. Let's open a Pro box. I want to see this. And the rule is we're going to pick one and pass it on. All right. Go ahead there.
The rule
is we pick one and we pass it on.
Is this like still
one lure? Everybody knows the rules.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the rules. One pick and pass it on. Everyone knows the rules. One pick and pass it on. Pete, we're going to pass it on.
What does MTB have going on? Or are we giving away a subscription? Are they giving away?
We are.
What is the...
We're giving away a six-month subscription tonight.
Oh.
Yes. Yes,
right.
yes.
To somebody on YouTube.
Yes, somebody on
Maybe,
YouTube.
If Riz writes down their information.
A lucky.
I have to.
Yeah.
That's right. Could be.
That's right. Could be.
Could be. You never know.
Could be not. All right, Beck, we want to start with you. And again, this is a MTB Pro box tonight, the black box, and you picked something pretty interesting looking there. What do you got?
I've got a Shimmer Shad by Ketchco.
Okay.
It has strobe strips. It's a 5-inch. There's four.
I like
these
the looks
look,
of that.
Actually, Vegas would love these.
Yeah.
These are like a little
like the look
swim
of
bait. Have like an iridescence on the inside, but they're also translucent. These are pretty interesting. How would you rig that?
Wow, I like that. It is, speaking of fluke style baits, Pete, I would call this almost hybrid fluke finesse worm.
What was that company that had that spike tail like that?
Yeah, it's got. That's a dope bait. Yeah, I like this in clear water.
The Bass Assassin.
Yeah. Brian's got all the latest in technology here, and he's doing it. I like it. I like it. It's got a flash strip.
I made them work for the telethon.
It's got a flash strip in it. It's really cool. I could see this working, Pete, on a jig head, a drop shot. I could see it working a lot of ways. On the back of a scrounger? Look at that.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't want a lot of tail action. You want just a little
spike.
Oh, it has the rigging here, yeah. Rig as a fluke or rig it as a drop shot?
Drop shot, fluke. Yep, scrounger.
Look at that with their instructions.
Okay. Nose hook it.
Let's keep going. I'm a big fan of frogs. I love frogs. I just had a day with Dave Brozek, speaking of the fathead.
Frogs.
Recently, where we caught him on frogs.
Did he catch any?
Dave caught a ton.
Hey, where's the picks?
We have it all. We have a Go and Ike Raw that we're gonna release.
Yeah, see some picks.
Yeah,
guys.
Dave caught a lot. Dave didn't catch any of them giants, but he caught a couple decent ones.
What's he look like? Still same
giants in there, huh?
Oh, dude.
Really?
Dude. A lot of them like this. Like you'll catch like seven, eight like that.
Yeah.
And then the ninth or tenth one will be like that.
Whoa.
Good fishery. I'm really into frogs. And I like this, Pete, because this is almost hybrid here. It's a soft-bodied frog.
Flog.
In a shad-shaped body. It almost looks like, what's that old head in Topwater? This real small one that Zell, didn't Zell Roland do it or?
Splash it?
No. Oh, no, Bill Dance did it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
It almost looks like a
shad shape walk the dog.
Yep. It almost looks like a Smalls Aerospook style body, but it's soft. It's got a double prong frog hook.
Yep.
And look at this, a single Colorado blade with a swivel that actually works. Look at that. Instead of the skirt of a frog. Like this a lot.
It's unique.
Live target. I wouldn't buy this, but put it in my hands. MTB does a great job of doing that.
Yep.
Pete, what do you got?
We had this in one of our other boxes. And this is the Lake Fork, what do they call it? The
Magic Shad. Yeah.
And this was the original trailer to the Chatterbait.
Chatterbait trailer before the Zayco thing.
And we talked about it before, but it's worth repeating because one of the things that made this unique is it's got the horizontal fork tail.
Yeah.
So that when fish were, feeding up, they could see the fork tail. The ones that exist now are vertical.
Yeah.
Right? They're vertical.
Right.
So it's a different perspective, and we've all gone to that.
Yeah.
Right? But this was horizontal for the purpose of the fish feeding up, being able to see that fork tail.
It's interesting.
Recognizing the shad. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
And now nobody throws it anymore.
Huh.
It's going to give your vibrating jig a new look.
Yeah. So, maybe more lift, too, right?
Yep.
Horizontal, maybe more lift. That's interesting. Riz, what do you got? Brian, what do you got? What do you guys got over there? MTB box, what do you got? Okay, hold on. What do you got?
And action.
So I have a Castaic Lures Cowboy Topwater. It's got a really unique color. It's got a really unique color scheme there. It's got some gold and some pink on the bottom with some stripes. It's a walking style bait, two hook model. I like it because it's not real big. It's not huge. It's something that, the fish that we target in South Jersey, those average 2-pounders, won't be too intimidated by. It's a half ounce, so you can fire it out there. Castaic, I've used a few of their baits before and I like them. So I'm going with the Cowboy Topwater.
Brian, what do you got?
Tap water? Did he say tap water?
Brian, what do you got?
Oh, I'm going to do it right now. Dude, this thing's crazy looking. I ain't thrown it yet, but it's the BioSpawn Rattlebot. Well, hold on a second over there. Let me do this, that, and that. All right, you guys are good. BioSpawn Rattlebot. Dude, look at that. You heard it? Hold on. They're conversing. All right. You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
Pete, we needed somebody with brains.
Becky is so
I saw them
tonight.
Slaving away with their brains. I'm not saying anything.
Well, you never know.
Because we're dumb. All right, Brian, what do you got? I'm sorry. I interrupted.
We already did it.
Oh, we did it. Okay. All right.
It's actually
you don't announce
dumb,
it?
Dude.
Yeah, the contest?
Yeah.
You got it.
Now.
Yeah. All right. Listen, this was real quick before we go to the contest. Great example of a mystery tackle box unboxing.
Yep.
A lot of cool lures that you might not normally buy. New, innovative lures, shapes in your hand. That's why you should get an MTB box.
Dude, I got a couple boxes ago. I got a pack of Liquid Mayhem soft plastic swim baits with a little tube of mayhem in there.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're pretty dope, too.
Dangerous.
Wow. They're really,
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I got
they're
some,
actually really dope baits.
I got some crankbaits from MTB boxes that are still in the rotation. You know, I still take them out and use them.
Rotate it.
I like this thing a lot. I'm not kidding. I'll put this in my box for James.
Did you have shower blows in a box two ago?
Did I? Did I steal it?
Yeah, of course you did.
Mike.
I don't remember.
Spitting Image.
Spitting Image is what it is. That's what that body shape is. Yep. Spitting Image.
Hit it.
All right, we've got a great contest that we're going to run tonight. And basically, the first one to come through with the answer on the IM is going to win a great prize. Yes, on IkeLive.com is going to win a great prize tonight, Riz. Mm-hmm. Who wants to give the question? Brian? Riz? Who wants to give it? Here it goes.
Sure.
Okay.
So the question for a six-month subscription to Mystery Tackle Box is, what was the name of Mark Menendez's 13-pound bass? What was Mark Menendez's 13-pound bass name?
Okay, there you have it. Rama. First one to come through with the name.
Wayne.
The name that Mark Wayne? Named the yeah. bass. Wayne. First one to come through was not Wayne.
It might have been Wayne.
Lon.
It was not Lon. Was it Lon?
By the way, Mike, neither one of us were able to.
No, Becky this. Had we to remember
have, we
it.
We could not have won this. We
no,
both
we,
forgot.
Beck, we could. We needed
the
Becky.
The mic was
for this.
Funded. That was awesome.
First one to
congratulations,
come through.
Becky. You won a good oh,
something.
Wild Bill came in hot.
Wild Bill?
Patty.
Yeah!
Yes!
Wild Bill.
Wild Bill?
Wild Bill! You remembered something that Pete and Mike did not.
Yes.
And Brian and Rich.
Wild Bill's smarter than us.
Brian
me and Pete are very dumb.
One.
And Brian's dumb, too. Yeah. Wild Bill, congratulations. You just won a six-month subscription to Mystery Tackle Box. That's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes, and it goes to a great guy, too.
Heck yeah.
Indeed stellar. It does.
Good deal.
Good
job. Your old working
co-worker.
Yeah, my co-worker.
Dion.
Yes. Dion. And man, we fished Davis Mill back in the day. We had a couple amazing days there.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
I love the story about you guys just flipping in the aisles.
Oh yeah.
And selling rods because of it. Like that's it's genius.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Flipping in the aisles, selling rods.
Hey,
I mean sold a lot of equipment.
It's the best way to get attention.
Rub it down.
It is. Yeah. All right. I'd like to. What are you thinking about?
No, we got to do our winner of the week.
Oh, I was going to do this and then go out to that. Whatever. You not want to do? Okay.
It's your show.
It doesn't matter.
You know the next part's going to get rowdy, so you should probably just pick this winner.
All right.
Well, that's what I figured. Okay. In just a second here, we're going to pick our Facebook winner. And thank you to everybody that watched tonight over on Facebook, Pete. We want to thank them.
And share real quick.
Yes, we asked you to like and share. Yep. We're going to do this promotion every single Ike Live show. And we're going to give a winner. A winner is going to get this bag. 20,
hopefully.
What do you think? 20? What would you put it at, Beck? In the 20s. Low 20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got stuff in there.
Low 20s. Load it with Ike Live sponsors. They're all in here. Even a BU product is in here. Pete, what's in here for BU? You remember? Is it a hat? Is it a scarf? What is it?
A scarf?
Is it an ascot?
There's some socks in there, though.
Speaking of Liquid Mayhem, look at that. There's Liquid Mayhem in there. I see an Ike Live hat. Jesus, that's rare. Look at that thing. Got to be something in there, BU. I don't know. Ascot? Not sure what.
I believe we have a subscription card in there, probably a hat.
Okay.
Who knows?
Yeah, brooch of pterodactyl.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that's from, Mike?
What's that?
Brooch? A brooch of pterodactyl?
Airplane.
No. Come on.
Is it Airplane?
Yeah, it's Airplane.
I don't remember that.
Do we have a winner?
We do.
Okay, Riz, and our Facebook like and share winner tonight is?
Our Facebook like and share winner tonight is from Norfolk, Virginia, Mr. Robert Brown, a kayak angler. Congratulations, Robert Brown. You won yourself the Ike Live gift bag.
Robert Brown.
You have about a 50% chance of receiving this.
That's right. Hopefully,
luck,
Robert, you'll get this. Yeah, hopefully you'll get this.
That's not the worst.
Here's
I'll take those
odds. Ever be in your favor.
Yeah, here's a quick little thing I want to talk about too before we get into our new little end of the night deal, Brian, which is one of the great sponsors of Ike Live,
Keith Cowan.
Torquedo.
Oh.
We got the chance to spend a couple days with Jeff Little and Trey here, and it was awesome. And very, very excited about some of the content you guys are going to see here shortly with the different ways to utilize the Torquedo. And we filmed out here on the lake, Pete, and we had Brian with his boat, of course, a big 16-footer, heavy. He's got the cruise on his.
2.0.
We got to see Vegas in his little tiny, tiny boat, Coleman Crawdad with the travel light, which was awesome. And then I just got one put on my kayak, Pete. Oh, just installed one on my Hobie PA36012. Which I'm very excited about.
How fast does it go?
I am 6 miles an hour.
Get the hell out of here.
In my kayak. This is the ultralight. And pretty interesting because I can control it with my feet left and right. I've got my steering on pedals, on different pedals than my 360's on. And it alleviates a lot of issues with kayak fishing, right? So, like, distance, speed, maneuverability in certain cases. Yeah. But one of the ones I didn't think of is the slow and low. Like, so it's all throttle controlled, has a throttle, reverse and forward. But I could get that Torquedo and, like, engage it, like, 1 or 2% forward, right? And, dude, it just slowly goes to where – You can get
fish.
A cast,
yeah,
and, like, you know, pick your line up, mm-hmm. and you're a little. It's a thing I didn't think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With that Torquedo, another use of.
Wow.
So, cannot wait for you guys to see some of that footage of the Torquedo stuff. It's going to be really good. Yes. And what do we call it, Brian? The Olympics? What did we say? Was it the Torquedo?
I believe it was the Laugh Olympics. Beck, you remember them?
First annual Laugh Olympics.
The Laugh Olympics.
Torquedo. No.
You don't remember the Laugh? Yeah, you're probably too. How old are you? Pete, you remember the Laugh Olympics?
No.
It was a cartoon.
Never saw it.
Oh, come on.
No.
It was Hanna-Barbera, I believe. That was the.
I don't remember Laugh.
You don't
Olympics.
Remember the Laugh Olympics?
No.
God. Are you making this up, Ryan?
No. Somebody. Richard. Bring it up, Rich.
What?
I can't see.
The Laugh Olympics. Making this shit up. All right.
I am not like Captain, right, Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman, of course.
He was part of that.
Okay.
No.
I don't remember the Laugh Olympics.
What? Is this real?
People on YouTube, let us know. All Facebook right. people, they don't know.
Laugh Olympics, I don't believe it. All right, Brian, this is
a
really fun part of the show.
Is it?
Yes, because we're starting...
Fights.
A new...
I don't get it.
Listen to me. I'm going to explain it to everybody.
Everybody's so nervous right now.
This is the end of the show.
We're
getting
sweating.
Ready here. We got a few minutes left. We're starting a new segment each week, and this segment is called The Winner and Weasel of the Week.
Yeah, I stole it from, like, every sports radio talk show.
There you have it. Brian stole it. So
you actually have taken time to figure out who you're picking as your winner and your weasel.
This whole thing only revolves around me wanting to call somebody out for being a weasel.
There you go.
That's the only reason.
All right. Yeah. So should we start with Brian?
We might as well, because, Pete, do you have a winner and a weasel?
I do.
I've had 2 hours, so I'm prepared.
I have about 2 minutes. I got nothing. I'm just.
I know.
Do you last? We will go to you last.
Beck, make a decision.
Yeah, make a decision. All right.
All right,
so we've got the winner and weasel segment here on Like Live. Pete, you want to start? You want to start over on Riz? Brian, what do you want to do?
Well, I'll start because I'm afraid somebody else will pick my winner.
Okay.
But
I feel like we're going to be shut down when Brian starts, so get yours out.
Good call, Beck.
The winner is Matt Becker from PA for winning the MLF.
Congratulations,
big
to
derby.
Matt.
From Pennsylvania
PA
going
guy.
Down and learning how to catch herring spawn bass. Yeah.
Matt's from Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
winning.
His sister's from Pennsylvania too then, right?
I'm not following.
Well, they're both winners of the week. Congratulations, everybody.
Winner. but he's a big-time winner. The weasel is I had a contractor at my house. and to do an estimate, and it's like 3 months out, and the this carpenter guy still has not given me an estimate.
Well, there's a carpenter right there.
It might be him.
Wow. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Dude, that's the only weasel I could come up with in a short time.
It was good, though.
Pete, that was perfect. I'll take that. I mean, when I was hot on it, he wasn't ready. And when he was ready, I've gotten inundated.
Right.
So,
the world's gotten crazy.
Yeah, she would, you know, when she's hot, you got to grab it.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. All right, that's there a good one. Go.
But Riz, I'll take that. It's a good one, Pete.
Riz, going to you next. Winner and weasel of the week, Karen Eichlaff.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go with the winners are Wild Bill and Michael Berry.
They are.
And
yes.
This might be controversial. The weasel.
The guy on Facebook.
It's whoever got rid of Freddie and Kay from Anchor Marina. It's not the same over there anymore.
Oh.
Tournaments. I'm just gonna air it out right now.
Oh.
The tournaments are a mess. Oh. They held down the ship. They kept everything right. If you got yelled at because you couldn't park a trailer, so be it. But Freddie and Kay held that shit down, and it's not the same anymore. And guess what? I'm not launching my boat there anymore because Freddie and Kay aren't there. Because it's not the same. Getting off the tournament.
Whoa.
Getting in the golf cart with Freddie or Kay, it's what it was for so long. So Anchor Marina, as much as I love them guys over there, shame on getting rid of Freddie and Kay.
Wow.
So any idea?
Weasels. I don't know.
Yeah, I have to. I'm totally with you on this.
Because
I went down to that tournament to put flyers out,
yeah.
And the parking was horrific. Yeah.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen if Kay was back there.
I've never seen Riggs park so horribly.
I heard those guys were volunteers. Freddie and Kate, they volunteered for that.
Well, you
all
can't
these years.
Fire volunteers.
Well, you can get into a dispute. Similar to Fathead and BTC, and for no reason at all.
I have no dispute with Dave.
Wow,
you that's know. One-sided.
All right, well that was a good one, Riz, and I've got a winner weasel myself, and they both relate to what's happening out here on my lake right now. The winners of the week for me are Stella and Vegas.
Yes.
Both of them catching their first spawners of the year.
Nice.
And Stella catching her PB yesterday at about a 4.5-pounder on the bag.
Wow.
So,
congrats to Vegas and Stella. By the way, you're going to see those photos for Big Bass Week, Pete.
Yes.
You'll see those coming up.
Good deal.
And the weasels of the week are all these motherfuckers sneaking on this lake.
What?
You're a weasel. I've seen more people. I have no idea who they are.
Hold on a second.
On Lake X.
We made a career out of doing this.
We did make a
think
career.
Think about it.
But it wasn't my lake.
Keep
this
right.
Is my lake. Stay the hell off my lake. You know who you are. Yeah, you keep sneaking in the back. Yeah. See what happens. I got a knife.
Come on,
that's
I'm still
right.
We're still sneaking.
You want
on
tires
lake.
On that car?
I got a knife.
Try keep sneaking on the back of the lake.
come on.
Instant message
me. Let me get mine
me.
Out before you shut this
instant
up.
Instant message me, and I'll give you 5 ways to sneak on this lake.
All right, so my weasels are weasels on Lake X. All right. Beck?
I had approximately 10 minutes to come up with this.
Okay, should we go to Brian?
Nope.
No, he has to close the show. It's going to be bad.
Well, the winners, the winners of the week bad. Should be might be the Kentucky Derby.
I love the Derby. Oh, my God. Yes. The winner of the week goes to Bob Baffert and Medina Spirit. Woo! Yeah, does anyone else love the Derby? I totally wore a fascinator, and I made Mike take me out to get mint juleps.
Becky wore a fascinator. It was actually this, like tilt to the side on her hair.
That's so fun.
What's that?
What won the Derby? What kind of weight did they have?
My weasel of the week.
That was funny.
Was it that funny?
It was pretty funny.
Wow. The up. Weasel of the week goes to my children's bus driver.
Oh shit.
Beck shut it down.
Yeah.
Will not let them have conversations with their friends on the bus
this
without separating them to another side of the bus. They're not allowed to play with the little poppy things, which I guess are now banned in school anyways.
What are poppy things?
I don't know. They're these little things. They're not allowed to play with toys. They're not even allowed to open their backpacks to check to make sure they have all their school stuff in it.
This is a great time to do an imitation of Stella in Vegas' bus driver. Oh, by the way, she's probably in her 60s to 80s, I'd say.
60s to 80s.
That's a little broad.
Get on the bus!
Oh, God.
Anyways, this is my weasel. Step off. Anyways, my point is that our children have lived through a pandemic, right, Pete, for the last year, and we talk about lack of socialization. Our children have a lack of socialization when they're at school. They have to wear masks. They're separated. Yeah. They're not allowed to interact whatsoever with the other kids. Yeah. Like, it's hard. Cut them a break. They're on the bus. Let them talk to their friends. Like, this shouldn't be so hard. Like, just let them be kids.
Cut them a break.
Thank you. I speak
$20 an hour is a lot of money to drive a bus.
This is what happened. This is what happens when I'm given 10 minutes.
Smoker.
I just threw the bus driver under the bus.
Smoker.
The bus driver under the bus.
Who even smokes anymore? You know?
Who says you've never even heard her
she's
talk?
She's a smoker.
Brian, let's hear yours.
And she's got a beehive.
This is my weasel. He stole my weasel.
All right. Brian, what do you got? Weasel and winner.
Oh, my God. Are you bringing up, like, videos with yours?
Yeah. We're good.
No. Winner?
Oh, winner? Me.
I'd like to thank me.
You I'd like to thank myself.
You stole that from Pete.
No. I earned it. The winner of the week was me. I fished on Friday while I had guys on the job working.
All right.
I've been working hard to get towards that. Hopefully there's more of that to come.
Hal Caesar.
It's been hard to get there. And my weasel of the week. So I saw our buddy, our very good friend, Matt Pangrack, fishing the last event. And I saw his boat. You know, he posted a picture of his boat. And there it was, his wrap, him and Bradley Hallman. And I zoomed in, put my glasses on. I zoomed in on his wrap. And I wanted to see you. And I looked for that BTL logo. And it was like this big. What's the cheapest, smallest logo? It was like this big. So my weasel of the week is Mark Jeffries for not ponying up for Matt. That should have been a BTL rap, Mark. Get it together.
But do you know the whole story, though? Because maybe Mark did pony up.
Are you going to ruin my weasel?
No, I'm just saying.
With truth?
Oh, I don't know.
What's the story?
I don't know. Maybe
it just
Jeffries
feels
paid
like a...
and Matt didn't put the right signage on there. Do we know the whole story? I don't know. All right, that could be.
Sometimes you throw people a bone because they employed you for multiple years.
My good, so I can't get my weasel? It's my weasel, remember?
Everybody needs their weasel.
Let me get my weasel back. That should have been a big giant.
You know what? We need more thought put into these.
No, we don't. I like them when they're
mine
thoughtless.
Mine was perfect.
They're thoughtless.
Mine was perfect.
Brian got to think for a week.
No, I thought of it on the way here, probably.
No, probably.
I like the thought of the shows.
I still like Riz is the best.
I thought of that when Mike said, Riz, you're up.
Yeah. Wow. That was quick.
Because I'm really worried about the Pro-Am without Freddie.
It's not right.
I'm not kidding.
It's really not right.
So can we get some answers? Didn't they, like, live across the street?
They do. They live right next door.
They do. They still live there.
Do you think that we could pay them to park?
I bet you could.
I wonder. I've got Freddie's number. Maybe I'll call Freddie and be like, hey, Freddie.
It just won't be the same. It just won't be the same.
It won't be the same without him yelling at everybody.
Nah.
Oh, that makes my day.
I'm pretty sure when the elites came that they were all pissed off at them, too, because they didn't, you know, they don't get that brashness.
Yeah.
I just remember some social posts that were, like, taking jabs. I'm pretty sure it was that. But that is different. We embrace it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We could hire.
It's like the soup guy from Seinfeld. No soup for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that's the only way that Freddie can get people to do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Like, because guys are like all worried about getting launched and they're fish and they're this and do I have this and that. Like, I think that's the only way to be like, yo.
Yeah. Go move the cars up.
What are you doing?
The ramp puts two it holds two people. Don't just put one.
Yeah.
Two people at once. Yeah. 100 and boats. Come on.
Do you want me to yell at people?
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
Yell.
That is a huge pet peeve of mine. See, this is my weasel. Uh-oh. I got weasel number two.
Ooh.
That's a two-lane boat ramp.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Why can't you back down when someone else is back down? Is it that scary?
I'll tell you why.
Because there's a kayak in the other lane.
Because people have not learned that you have to turn your headlights out.
That's another
when
pet.
You're,
that's
no, no,
another
no, no,
weasel.
On the launch this was in the afternoon.
Dude, this is dominoing weasels.
Yeah.
No. Wow. I was there in the afternoon.
You know what that truck driver that cut me off?
I yelled at Rich. I was like, you're going to back down now, right? Because, like, there was one. Because the 10 guys before him only could let one guy down at a time.
That's bad.
Broad daylight.
That's bad.
Well,
and in the morning, you're right, Pete. A lot of guys leave
That's
their
true.
Lights
well,
on.
True story.
Please
and
turn your lights on.
I can't even see the trailer when I back down Mike's truck. I just guess.
If it doesn't fishtail out, you're good.
When you're at an elite tournament or top-level tournament, right, you can make that claim.
Yeah.
But when you're at the Ike Foundation tournament, I mean, it's like Jaws. I mean, there's people with all different types of boats and shapes.
They might have like Jaws.
They're backing down for the first time.
11:22.
You know?
It's like,
wow.
God, Pete, I miss you, man.
They need some help.
Dave Brodzik, if you're watching, you better come back quick. Pete's taking your job.
Oh, man.
We definitely did yell at some people. I was there at the ramp. I yelled at some people last year.
You guys did good last year.
Lights off. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
You had the whole Alpha Cat crew out there snapping. Yeah.
And if we can't get Freddie, if we can't get Freddie back, we'll hire Estella Vegas's bus driver to come down and park people.
Miss Chokes on Deck.
Yeah.
Get in the bus.
from South Park.
Sounds like a South Park game.
Is anyone still watching?
No.
Still watching.
Yeah.
Facebook's smashed.
We got like 10.
They're crushing our algorithm.
Our algorithm's bad. All right, listen. I want to, dude. What a great show. A lot of fun. What a great show. First of all,
stop lying.
No, this was a good one. First of all, thank you to Mark Menendez for coming on the show.
Thanks, Mark.
Great
thank
guest,
you,
great
Mark.
Stories.
Best of luck this week,
Charles.
Want to thank Charles, Sir Charles, for coming on, talking a little bit about the half a spot.
I can't wait, dude.
Very good, Charles. Thank you for coming on.
Yes.
Also want to thank everybody in here. It felt good to have everybody back. Pete, Becky, Rizzo, Brian DeCarpenter, thank you guys. Great show. And thanks to everybody for watching tonight.
Thanks for coming out.
It was a fun show. And Brian DeCarpenter.
Yes.
Keep calling Fishburne. Who else we got? Zell Rowland. We got a couple other good guys.
Somebody.
JT Romuto.
Before you know it. Never
That's
mind.
Right.
We got some shows in the queue. But we'll talk afterwards because we've got to figure out the schedule.
Yeah. Okay. There you have it. All right.
No
so
worries.
Thank you for tuning in.
BU
I hope
Tuesday
you have
night.
A wonderful week. Got a BU. Big Bass BU coming up in a couple days. And taking us out, Pete, we got your friend and ours wearing a Gucci sweater, the one and only Snoop Dogg.
Sweet.
Have a good night, everybody.
I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Oh, my God. That's
wow.
Our durable woven fabric prevents ripping and provides UV protection. And our tape seams provide protection against the elements. The heavy-duty shock cord hem and strap and buckle system provide a tight and secure fit. Our top-of-the-line boat covers come with a ventilation system to keep your boat free from mold buildup. Empire Covers, protecting what you love. You take pride in your boat, so it deserves the best protection possible.